Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Sean Watson. When I'm not recording my refrigerator running, I'm listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm freezing, I'm frozen, I'm icicle blue. Over me, like the moss in the cypress trees, brushing against me when it blows. Carries me back in time. I remember when she was mine, whispering softly as she goes. Like a ghost still haunting me. If she ever comes back again, it'll be on a southern wind. Staring down that winding road, where it leads to, I don't know. She's gone as far as I can see. Looking out on a southern sky, watching all the clouds roll by, I know they'll bring her back to me. Oh, her memory, like a ghost still haunting me. If she ever comes back again, it'll be on a southern wind.
Southern wind. This is Michael Janz of Rich Rap Project 313. And when I'm out on the road having too much fun, I call on my rockin' attorney, EJL, on WRCT, Pittsburgh's 88.3 FM.
Radio, 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 radio.
On the radio, that's the latest from Rich Rath Project 313. And if you're not hip, if you're new to Quartz in Session, that is Gary Rich Rath of REO Speedwagon fame, his band. Of course, Gary Rich Rath passed away a number of years ago, but his band has a new album with recordings from Gary, and that's one of them. And that song, Heard It on the Radio, is doing really, really well all across the country. A couple weeks ago, Michael Janz called into the station to thank WRCT and all of you listeners for breaking the song. How cool was that? I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to give away in a moment an autographed copy of that album on CD. But before we get to that, understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future, and good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. So don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org. for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and WRCT. So you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio, and the newest member to the Courts in Session family, STNRadio.com. All broadcasting, yours truly, in Courts in Session every week. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and that set of music started off with brand new music from Edgar Winter with Kenny Wayne Shepherd on that great guitar. That was covering his brother's version of Still Alive and Well, and I can play that on repeat because that is one of my favorite Johnny Winter songs of all time, and I think Edgar Winter did pretty good on that. What do you think? Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. Let me know. Latest from John Elefante, former lead singer of Kansas. New album's called City of Grace, and that was Little Brown Book. Request going out to Colleen listening in Schaller. She says she loves WRCT. She loves Courts in Session. Colleen, I'm in love with you. She wanted to hear the latest from Blackhawk, Southern Wind. And again, you heard the latest from Rich Rath Project 313, set of new music here in Courts in Session. So I want to remind you, keep it right here on 88.3. In just a very short little bit, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see Ted Nugent next week at the Palace Theater in Greensburg. And if you've never seen Ted live, or if you haven't seen Ted live in a long while, well, it's your chance to have a pair of free tickets to go see it and see the show. And Ted does not disappoint ever. And I'll be there. But right now, let's give away this autographed copy of Project 313's new album, L.A. Is Mine. I'm going to give it away to the fourth caller at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT.
Got me on. stick around. We're nearly there. It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. All right, coming up. I got my world. Coming up. Oh, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands. We'll be right back.
That's brand new from Chuck W. Chapman. What a great tune that is. That is Torn. Brand new music here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. So according to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking is the second leading cause of residence hall fires. However, cooking is the leading cause of fire-related injuries. Never leave cooking unattended. Stay focused and alert while cooking. Never apply water on a grease fire. It could actually increase and spread the fire. Water is the worst choice of extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. However, flour or baking soda is an effective agent against a grease fire. This message is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. You can visit their website to learn more at cmu.edu/EHS. Stay alert, stay safe. Brought to you by your friends here at WRCT. So before the new music from Chuck W. Chapman, I gotta say that again. I love that song, new from Chuck W. Chapman. I was not hip to that artist till about a week ago, and I'll tell you what, I can't get enough of that. I actually took that song, put that CD in my car on the way home from the show last week on the drive home, rolled the windows down, and sang as loud as I could. Fortunately, it's late at night, so no one could hear me, but great tune. Like that a lot. What do you think? Call me here at the station, 412-268-WRCT. That set of music you heard live in Glasgow, Sir Paul McCartney with Coming Up, David Bowie going out by request to Jennifer in Roanoke, Virginia, longest distance request tonight, listening online at WRCT.org. David Bowie, Cat People Putting Out Fire with Gasoline. The latest studio recording going back a few years ago from Foghat. They're still on the road. They're still doing new music. Title track from their last studio LP, Under the Influence. All right, guys, I know what you want. You want those Ted Nugent tickets. The phone is ringing. I'm going to clear the lines. You be my fifth caller here at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Ted Nugent next week. And let's do a double shot of Uncle Ted. Let's do something old, and we'll do something new from his new album. Let's go back to 1978 from the Weekend Warriors album. This is I Need You Bad. 412-268-9728. Win those Ted Nugent tickets.
Oh, Yeah.
It's a set of Ted Nugent here on Courts in Session. Getting ready for the Ted Nugent concert Tuesday night at the Palace Theater. Gave away a pair of tickets to Ben on the South Side. Congratulations, Ben. That set was I Need You So Bad from the Weekend Warriors album. From the latest Ted Nugent album, Detroit Muscle. We've been playing that track for a few weeks, getting lots of requests for Born in the Motor City, Dog Eat Dog from the Greatest Hits, and Tied Up in Love. And a little rock and roll Ted Nugent trivia. Lead singer on that track, Tied Up in Love, is the lead singer of Foghat. How cool is that? I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the requests. A lot of fun to give away stuff on the radio. We're going to keep doing that at future shows. You know, one of the great things about preparing for each week's show is I've got emails throughout the week from you guys out in Radioland telling me what you want to hear and some of the great stories I get. You know, I love getting the calls every night. That's my favorite, 412-268-9728. But those of you who want to email me in the middle of the week with a song that came to mind that you just dying to hear, or maybe something you're going through, and that song is just going to make your day a little better, well, you can send those emails and send stories about those songs and why they're important to you to wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. And like I said, I check throughout the week. Sometimes I got to make a trip to the record store to pull a 45 or to pull a record that I or the studio doesn't have. But it's a lot of fun. And one of the best messages I got this week was from a couple of lovebirds celebrating their 39th wedding anniversary. Talking about Bob and Kathy in Beachview. That's right, Beachview. 39 years happily married. They love Courts in Session, and I love Bob and Kathy for listening. So how about I send something out? How about we all celebrate Bob and Kathy's 39th wedding anniversary with this track from the Little River Band. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Yeah.
look, and I feel so high.
How you doing, everybody? This is Bobby Ingram from the group Molly Hatchet, and you're listening to my good friend EJL on WRCT 88.3.
All right, now this is a song about phonograph records. Don't leave your records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade.